Hey listeners, welcome to the first official episode of the Not Your Cup of Tea podcast. My name is Sonia and I'll be your host. So I can't believe it, but today is actually the 3-week anniversary since I moved to San Diego, California, and it has been such an exciting time. I've been exploring my local area, going hiking, visiting the beach, and it is so beautiful here. There's no way I could have mentally prepared myself. So how exactly did I end up 2,500 miles from the city that I knew as home? It's been a long journey, but that's what I want to talk to you guys about today because it has been a transformative experience that I would never take back. I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of the people in my life who supported me throughout this transition. It would have been a lot harder to do without you cheering me on. So in a way, I have you to thank for making this possible. With that being said, there were some people who looked at me like I was crazy when I said I wanted to move from Tampa to San Diego by myself. Hey, okay, I get it. It's a lot to take on. But one of the most common concerns I received was the question, isn't it expensive to live in California? Like, duh. And while we're at it, the sky is also blue. So let's get into it. The purpose of this episode is to discuss leading a quality life. And first of all, being alive is expensive, and none of us signed up for this shit. Well, okay, maybe on a karmic soul level we did, but ultimately, none of us chose when or where we were born or what status we were born into. And seriously, every day we all get up, we turn on the lights, electricity costs money. We make a cup of coffee that we bought with money at the grocery store. We get dressed for the day in clothes that cost money. We drive our cars to work. That's gas money. I think you get the point. Living isn't free for any of us. And hey, maybe you're independently wealthy, or you've worked really hard and made a successful life for yourself, and either way, that's great. But money is not black and white. The way I was raised to believe. Money can be easily spent, sure, but it can also be easily made and easily saved, if that's your mindset. And of course, being financially stable is important. There's no reason to make irresponsible decisions with our lives, but if you're denying yourself something you want simply because it costs a lot, well, you either don't want it that badly, or you're just not willing to work for it. And I just want to throw this in there. This is for all of the men who are listening right now. Being a woman is expensive. Our clothes are more expensive. We're told by mass marketing that we need more to be complete. And don't even get me started on how much money I spend on beauty products, skincare, and services like pedicures and lashes. Now, that's fucking expensive. So, is the cost of living in California more than that of Florida, which is the only other place that I have personally lived independently? Well, on paper, yes, it definitely is. But also, no. Listen, I didn't move across the country without doing my research. I looked at multiple cities, including just staying in Tampa and simply upgrading my living situation. But it wasn't about living in a fancier or more spacious apartment. That comes with its own price tag, regardless of what city you're living in. To me, the cost of living in California is greatly outweighed by the experience of living in California, if that type of life suits you. And I'm not saying it's for everybody. Is my apartment smaller and does it cost more? Yeah, it's a lot smaller and a fuck ton more expensive. but are my heart and my mind more at peace? Do I feel inspired by my surroundings? Do I feel a hope that the future I envision can be made into a reality? These are the questions I had to ask myself when I was considering leaving the city I knew as home. But in the end, the answer was a resounding yes. But when you're making a major life decision, it can't all come from the heart. You do have to take a practical approach. And like I said, I did my research. I found a job. I qualified for housing. I worked through the logistics of packing and moving my belongings. Did it all go according to plan? Well, hell no, but it was pretty damn close. You might say I made it look easy or that I'm lucky, but luck has nothing to do with it. I sacrificed to save money. I said goodbye to friends and family who I love, and I often felt lost and lonely. But I educated myself. I made a plan, and I followed through. All I'm really trying to say is if you want something badly enough, you'll weigh the pros and the cons, and you'll decide for yourself how worth it the outcome will be. And if you feel like you're settling for less than you deserve, make your plan. You don't have to be held back from reaching your goals with negative self-talk, like, what if it goes wrong? What if I make a mistake? Those are valid concerns, and some things will go wrong, and some mistakes will be made, especially when you talk finances. But what if it works out? What if you exceed your own expectations? We need to start trusting our gut instincts, because if you feel like something is right for you, there will be people who disagree, or at the very least, feel the need to voice their concerns. However, this is your life, not theirs. The quality of your life depends on your ability to follow your intuition. It might seem risky, you may have to overcome challenges, but in the end, you'll be glad you did, and that's the tea.